to me, I struggle with the idea of living your full self sometimes, because it's like, well, but what is this end point? Like, what is this, like, full version of me? What am I at this point? I'm a non-binary, he, they, unhappy cunt.
Listener, this is, I think, just the heart. This episode captures the heart of the podcast. I laughed and I cried during and listening back. James Tyson is an incredible guest. They talk about their partner's transition, going to couples therapy, scheduling sex. It's really remarkable, and Kate has such an incredible emotional moment on the podcast. I really hope you enjoy it. I did some more math. I finally got an estimate of what ads cover of the podcast, and it's not even half of our costs. So I know you're hearing those ads, but patreon.com/WHGS, you can donate as little as $1. And this is funded by you. This is your podcast. If you want it to keep going, please go and donate. We're going to be adding full bonus episodes with guests every week on the Patreon. So stay tuned for that. And I'm going on tour. We added a third Boston show because it sold out. And a couple tickets left in San Francisco for those four shows. AshleyGavin.com. I would just so appreciate your donation. I know many of you can probably afford $1 a month. So go. It really, really helps if everyone did it. We would never run an ad, and it would be totally free for you. So go and if you can't donate, I totally understand. And following us really helps. Rate and review. Have a friend subscribe. Thanks. Connecticut is the worst place. I'm going to tell you, we're going now.
Oh, we're going.
Sorry, I sit down.
I don't love it.
I feel, and I don't know if this is how you feel, and I know it's a gay show, but I feel there's this one room in Connecticut. It is the only room in America that I just can't have a good set.
The Wasps.
Oh, I've told you about this.
Yeah.
They just don't fucking laugh.
The Wasps are the type of people.
Not the bug.
I was like, they have a comedy club called the Wasps?
Oh, I was thinking, like, as soon as I get to Connecticut, all the Wasps swarm me. And I just have a horrible time.
This was such a gay show I was on that it was just like all the hunt. Like, it was, you could just go on to the stage and be like, I'm gay. And they were like, yes!
The opposite. I think I shut James down a little too early and came in a little too hot. I sat down and I was like, listen, this is the podcast now. Let's talk about insects.
You specifically told them that it was the three of us talking, and then you were like, shut the fuck up.
No. I'm fine. I'm more trying to think through, like, first of all, did I offend any lesbians in what I said? And no, I don't think I did.
Oh, that's why Kate is here. Kate will keep you from getting canceled. They are the cancel coach on this. Good. Yes. I'm going to purposefully try and offend everybody.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
It's part of my character.
And I'll just straddle it.
Right. Oh, the line.
The line.
I thought you meant me, and I was like, all right.
Either way, you know.
I was like, why? What position?
We could figure that out, I think.
I've done other rooms in Connecticut that go totally fine, are great. It's just this one room. And it's annoying that it's just this one room because it's my only connection to someone at the Cellar who could recommend me. And so I just get up there and he just watches me really flounder for 15 minutes.
Like, this is going to be on, like, the second season of Hacks kind of stuff.
Like, could be. I've never watched Hacks, but it feels like something.
Ashley, you got to watch it.
I don't. We're all supposed to love it, so that's what I stuck to on the internet. But I didn't. Oh, God. This is another subject I don't feel like I can be honest about. We're all supposed to like Hacks.
You don't like it?
I'll say just then, not for anything, just to say it, that they built up to this whole thing that Jean Smart was going to, like, finally do her Hannah Gatsby Nanette, right? It was, and the way they've written it is like she's a Joan Rivers type who's going to go into this new type of comedy, and they lead up and it's like, we're going to see her show, and then you don't see any of the show.
You know why? Because
then they would have had to write it.
They would have had to write it, and it would have had to be not just really good.
Well, right, so spoiler alert is, she bombs.
Oh.
And she loves remembering bombing.
But then show me the bomb.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I actually did just get a little bit remembering bombing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But yeah, you do. I did kind of wish we got to see her, like, suffer through it.
Oh, it's easy to write a bomb.
And especially this type of bomb.
Wait, they didn't even have to
overshare.
Write it well? They just had to just write a bomb?
Maybe. Write a bomb!
That's so...
And they don't show you any... They show you the first line, and then they cut away to like a 15-minute storyline about Hannah Einbender's parents dying.
Together?
No, one of them dies. Yeah. But it's just... This is called hacks! What, her parents hacks? No! Why are we focusing on this?
How did they die?
Well, her dad was hacking up a lung.
I was going to say hack like Coyote running off the cliff. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's been done! It's been done. What is it, TNT?
Like, runs for a couple seconds in the air and then falls straight down.
I've seen it!
With a little mushroom cloud.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's banter about something else.
Okay, great.
Today, I am seeing my ex-girlfriend today.
Which one?
For dinner.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess that's the right question.
I'm so nervous.
Why don't you guess and I'll bleep the names.
I hope it's Jen.
It's Jen.
Okay, cool.
So
is that a big one?
Yeah, very big. Dated through the pandemic, broke up purely because of like logistical age stuff. Love her. She's younger
she's
than
14.
Me.
Very
the cops got involved. Got it, yeah. They said I'm not allowed to see her, but now that it's back in court, all the paperwork doesn't. So I have this window of opportunity.
So much bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Different stages of life.
Yeah, adolescence, puberty.
Oh my God.
And egg freezing time, which is where I put myself. Almost geriatric pregnancy is what that's what they call it after 35, which is crazy. But I'm seeing her, very amicable split. Haven't seen her since mid-May. She texted me. She asked to see me.
I wouldn't have. You're yelling at me. Okay, I believe you.
Oh, you don't know
you
me.
Did come in hard on that.
I'm just, that's for the listener.
I know, it's
sure,
for the
sure.
listener.
Because they're worried.
Got it.
They're worried.
Got it.
Yeah. I am in love with her.
Oh, now I'm worried. Okay. Now I don't believe you.
Yeah. I almost said no, which is really crazy because like I never thought that I would say no to seeing her, but we're good friends. We stopped talking for a little bit to like give it some space, but we're going to see how it goes.
How long were you together?
Year and a half.
It's a long time.
It's not my longest, but it was the healthiest, best relationship I was ever in. Extremely loving,
in gay
kind.
New York years, that's like a 4-year healthy relationship.
Oh, in lesbian terms, it's like a week and a half.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm just, any advice?
Don't have sex.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna do that.
No. I don't think that's pretty sure business.
I don't think she would, and she's very. I would cave, absolutely. But my intention is not to cave, and I think she's gonna be good.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
So I have shows, so we're grabbing early dinner, and I have to find a Mediterranean place that is nearby, and I Googled it, and the closest Mediterranean place, is that your favorite food, is the place that we had our last date.
Oh.
So I have to find a different Mediterranean place.
Smart.
Or I'm just going to text her if it's morbid to go there. But it also wasn't like a big deal. Like, we were having fun. It wasn't a big deal.
It's not like where you broke up.
No. We're sitting in where we broke up, so... You can think about that. Just crying. This is not good banter.
Just put a UV light in this room and everything is just white with tear stains.
Yeah. I'm like, don't worry. Some of it's come. Yeah.
Most of it, saline solution from my eyes.
So there's no real space for you to fuck anyway. You're gonna have this dinner and then you're gonna go to shows. After.
Unless she comes to the shows. But even if she comes to the shows, I'm hosting. So I have to be there all night. So it's a long period of time. A lot of decision making.
Why did she text you? What did she say? What did she want?
She was like, she moved here.
Okay.
So she was like, she moved here. It was like, I think her first or second day here. So I feel good.
Okay.
And I talked to my therapist about it.
Your new therapist.
My new therapist.
How's that going?
Very well.
Nice.
I love Leslie. She's great.
Leslie.
What? Like Les?
Yeah.
And for the listener, I just avoided eye contact and moved on to the next bit. But yeah, so that's what I have going on. You ever make friends with an ex?
No, it doesn't happen that way for me. Most of my ex, so I was single for like 7 years before my current relationship, and I'm like 2.5 years into that one.
Oh.
So all of my old exes are from when I was a binge drinker, and nothing ended in like right. an it was bridges burned.
Yep.
I fucking hate you.
Totally.
Here's the list of everything that's wrong with your personality and why I never want to talk to you again.
Also, step 8, I'm sorry about
that. I did get there eventually with some of them. I'm sorry, but I never said it to them.
Oh,
it's like
oh,
in
I
therapy,
yes,
like
yes,
I
yes,
shouldn't
yes.
have done that, but right. I never yeah, yeah, told yeah. them.
Well, it might not be a good idea to, in some cases, it might not be a good idea to contact them for sobriety reasons.
Yeah, there was one. There was one I got a dinner with. We did the, like, what you're trying to do, or was like, how are you, so forth. But we didn't build, it wasn't a step to build a relationship. Mm-hmm. It was just like a, it was almost like the Friends reunion. we were just like, we're not doing any more episodes. Just to see how we are and how things went. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. That's how that went.
Yeah, I just, I think the thing about with Jen is that we left on a note where we were both like, I can see a future with you. But she was oh. like, but right now I want to do some independent time. So really, I'm just on the edge of my seat until whenever that ends. But I know it's not right now.
Right.
It's okay. certainly
then
not
you're
enough
fine.
Time.
Then you're fine.
Any thoughts?
Don't bang.
I will not bang. Can I give her a long hug?
No.
No long hug.
I say no.
That's
no.
the one thing that I can have.
I know, but see, but this is what you're trying to... Look, I mean, look, just be honest with yourself about what you want.
I want to marry her.
Okay, right. So see, that's maybe not the healthiest thing to want. Because what if... Because she...
I want her to be my wife.
Oh, God.
And she is my soulmate.
Oh, that's you're her. Going into this with a wide open heart, and I don't like it.
Oh, here's Ashley's the
thing. Going to be sitting down at the table. Her eyes are like, Aruga, and her heart is like thump, 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 thump out of her shirt.
And she's going to be like, what if this is an episode of Hacks? Get out of here. Where's Hannah Einbinder? yeah, here's the thing. I'm a little simp bitch. The listeners know this.
I didn't know that.
Do you have merch that says little simp bitch?
Honestly, we should make some. But there's I have such a soft, squishy, there. Soft little squishy
I
heart.
I fully...
I'm not... I cunt is my character.
Right, right, right.
I'm actually a little simp bitch.
I love that for you and about you. I honestly, because we're like comedy acquaintances, right? We've seen each other around.
I consider
around,
you a bud.
A bud. Yeah, that's the better word for it. It's okay. like high school where like maybe we don't sit at the same lunch table, but when we see each other in the halls or if we have a class together, it's like, yeah, okay, hey, how's it going?
I always really liked you and thought you
I really like
work.
You too. This is positive,
this
I'm
is
saying.
A, this is but, an okay. appropriate metaphor.
But
you're like, you need to calm down. Yeah, you do. You're in a sad headspace and you're taking this the wrong way.
No,
you're taking
is...
this into a different thing. You're building a narrative. Go tell Leslie.
But I'm saying, like, I didn't know that about you. I didn't know that you were a... I definitely would have assumed, based on the exterior, that you break hearts.
Shall we get into introductions? I feel like we've had enough weird banter up top.
This was solid banter.
Solid.
You know, this is post-pandemic, this is as good as my banter gets. It's definitely not you. It's definitely me.
No, it's me. I'm in a weird headspace. Listener, just so the listener knows, we've been talking for 22 minutes. I'm wondering how many. I'm going to say 7 minutes of the banter makes it into.
Yeah. A solid 7.
A third.
A solid 7,
a
which
third.
Is how I identify.
Me too.
All right, cool. We are in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with a New York Times written up stand-up comedian. I love they, right?
He or they.
He or they. Yeah. Okay.
As long as you get the New York Times right. That's all that matters to me at this point.
The New York Post wrote her up. a great comedian. I've always loved watching your stuff. You're so open and vulnerable, and but also kind of mean.
A little bit, yeah.
You know I love that. Today we're having gay sex with James Tyson.
Hello.
Woo! Oh. Cool.
Hey, good. Do I go now?
No. We're going to do intros now.
Great.
Usually I do what I did up at the top. I am like
deep breath.
Yeah, I'm definitely nervous to
do
see
an
her.
Actual deep breath.
That's the gayest thing we've done on this podcast.
Listen, I don't know anything about astrology, but I know how to take a good deep breath.
Anyway, I am Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. My September show dates are online now. August sold out. The entire month of August sold out in like a week and a half. So please go get your tickets. And I'm going to be going on an East Coast tour soon, so bringing Kate with me for some of that at least. And we never really said this, but Kate, you're on the show permanently now, and this is a really informal way to tell the listeners
that. Hi, everybody. Thank you for being so welcoming and fun, and I'm just having a blast.
Yay.
Yay.
Anyway, as always, cancel coach, fat in the chat, keeps me from getting canceled. When they make it into the end zone, they don't know what to do with that ball. Do they throw it away or stuff it down their pants and keep it in there? Kate Sis!
Hi, everybody. It is I, Kate Sis, the fat in the chat cancel coach. I'm a white bisexual lesbian dyke. Gender of the week. Okay, this was insane. This was insane. We had people send in my gender. One person goes, "Is this? You got to tell me if this is a pre-existing thing. Three raccoons in a trench coat. Have you ever heard of this before? Does this mean anything specific?"
I think people are zeroing in on a youthful silliness that you have.
Okay. Well, because then another person said, three raccoons in a trench coat.
Listener, if this is a Gen Z thing, can you just tell us?
And then another person said, three possums in a trench coat.
Interesting.
So what's going, is this a Gen Z thing?
Or I think it has to be.
What is?
Or you just have a real marsupial thing about you. I eat trash and I'm awake at night.
I mean, it does fit.
Honestly, is that not more fat? What, that is fat in the chat.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, a trench coat really does hide boobs well, so.
It hides penises well, too. We know that.
Or it lets them hang out there.
Right, exactly.
The middle raccoon does have his dick out of the trench coat.
Okay, do you mind introducing yourself, kind of copying the format?
Yeah, sure. Wait, so I'm a, what am I at this point? I'm a non-binary, he, they, unhappy cunt.
The brand has changed.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm, was that it? That's it, right?
Yeah,
that
you're
was
fine.
Me.
Yeah.
All right, well, the gay sex that I thought, oh, this will be cute and fun, is a sort of sad story. I did have gay sex this week. I've been having a lot of gay sex.
Nice.
Shout out Main Main.
Oh my God, I hate when she does that.
What does that mean? What is?
I'm sleeping around. Uh-huh. Although I've really actually slowed down the past two weeks or so,
which is fine. She's very clear.
Oh, yeah,
and
I love no
clear
judgment.
And communicative with everybody and.
What's
it's the word
you?
Main Main that I don't
What's
like.
Wrong with Main Main?
Because it implies side or...
There are sides.
Yeah, but...
They know who they are.
Yeah, but they're all people.
They are people, and it makes them no less, and I hope they find their Main Mains.
I support this, actually. Honestly, if you read they're the ethical slut, it's got all sorts of terms for the side
That's
people,
true.
Right? It's better than tertiary.
Right. Tertiary,
yeah,
like a river.
But, that's, yes, but this yes. is different. But this is different than like your poly and you're setting up your relationships. This is just you're out swinging dong.
It's the A plot. I have A plot.
I like that better.
B plots going on, but the B plots are very like they want to be B plots.
Okay,
like the cult girl. I dated this girl who escaped this cult. Cult girl was very clear. She's looking for a wife.
Okay.
So I am literally just a booty call to this girl.
Does she booty call you during her wife search?
Yeah.
Wow. That's fun.
I am there to make her come. That is my job. I am her B plot.
Okay.
She is my B plot.
All right. Okay.
I wish that Hax had such a clear understanding of what a B plot is supposed to be.
Oh my God.
Now you can't cut any of the Hex stuff.
That was so fucking good. That was so good. So I could tell a raunchy sex story. Okay, so I'll give you some options. There's the Lion King one. There is my first ever crush that I knew was a gay crush. I was 8 years old, 8 or 9. And then there's, what is my Main Main's roommate doing?
I feel like you want to know about the roommate.
Well, just phrased
doing?
As a question, what is Main Main's roommate doing? Like,
yeah,
it's like, well, what is she doing?
It Lesbian is comedian asks, what is your roommate doing? Lesbian comedian has sex next to roommates. What is he doing? I don't
know. I'm skipping directly over the like 5-page article about you realizing your sexuality as a child and clicking straight for the weird fucking New York apartment shit that somebody I don't even know and will never meet is doing. And it's going to be 5 sentences written by a media robot. It's going to be a fucking slideshow that I'm going to have to click through and X out of
an
ad.
And it's a bad slideshow. You know bad. Those ones where they reload in a new
page? Yes. Each
You're
page
just like,
is
fucking
a new page.
Slide, just slide. What does she look like now?
Wait, okay, yeah. What was the roommate doing?
All right, cool. So Main usually, shout out Main. Main.
Okay, so this is one trick that doctors don't want you to know. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Oh, that was great. Usually this girl, she's great. She's super attractive. She's a lovely person. Kate has now met her twice.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, this is another thing to consider. We've been talking about it, but how often do you see a main before it turns into something more than a main?
I think it's just a conversation.
Yeah, we have it all the time. We check in.
So then there's no
like once
limit,
a week.
I don't think.
Yeah, I see her a lot.
Yeah, as long as both of you are like, we're good?
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
And I probably do it too much, if anything. I do it all the time. But usually she comes here because she has roommates. But it feels really unfair because she lives up in Hamilton Heights.
Are we about to dox her?
Give her address. I really was. But she lives near this place called the Hand-Pulled Noodle. And if you know the area, the Hand-Pulled Noodle is fucking fire. I had it once on set because we were filming up there and
Wait,
we just randomly got the hand.
You hand-pulled your noodle on set?
I was fired and that's why I never get any work. I really louied it up there.
Oh, so you'll be in Madison Square Garden in like a week. You'll be fine.
But yeah, and it's really great. And she was like, you should come uptown. We'll get hand-pulled noodle. And I was like, all right, it's very far uptown. We live on literally opposite ends of the island.
I love that this restaurant was more like of a sell to you than just like sex.
No, also like I knew that I needed to go up there to show her that I would.
Okay.
And to be
that
fair.
There's an equity.
Yes, but the noodles definitely pushed me into, the noodles are great. So I've been up there twice now, and it's like the apartment has 3 small rooms kind of lined up in a hallway, and her room is in the middle.
Where's the living room?
The living room is actually the 4th room at the end, but it doesn't have a door. Just like the hallway kind of goes in.
Wait, this isn't a railroad, though?
You don't have to go through the...
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's as railroady as you can get without being a railroad.
Right.
Like, I know,
right.
I know
like,
exactly
like,
what you mean.
It's just like it's like a cartoon where they're going in and out of the doors, yeah. But all the doors are on one side. There's a lot of cartoon Looney Tune references.
It really is.
On this, but the doors are all on one side and she's in the middle room and her guy roommate is in the room to the left and their beds occupy the same wall.
Oh.
And because the way this building is structured, this is a thin wall. This is not an original wall. You know what I mean? This wall went up as a flex at some point and then maybe became a slightly more real wall. Uh-huh. And, you know what I mean?
It's not load bearing.
It's not a load bearing wall.
Okay. Or soundproof.
Except for the loads.
Or soundproof.
Except for the loads that
you're shooting
may
on
or
it.
May sure, get sure. on it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Except for those loads. So I've had sex over there a couple times. The sex is so good. It's just really, really good. And because it's like sexy because she has to be quiet. So there's a lot of like hand on the mouth stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, and like it's just really hot. But now 2 times we've heard a woman's voice in the room next door. And this dude, he sucks. He's got like kind of long stringy hair. He has a lazy boy in the living room that he like refuses to get rid of.
How old is he?
He's probably like 20, around her age, 28.
Okay.
I went over there and he said to me, he was like, oh, I've heard so much about you. And I very jokingly said back, I haven't heard a word about you. You know, just like very silly,
right.
Charming banter.
Yeah.
And
charming, mean banter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what I specialize in. If you had been there, it was
it
all.
It sounds, no, sure.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm just teasing. It sounds very normal.
Yeah. And he just looked at me. So now we've been in the room. There has been thumping. We think the thumping lasts approximately 10 to 13 minutes.
That seems like a long time.
Really?
For straights?
For jerking off?
The girl is in there.
Oh, it's a real woman. It's not like a TV. You say it was just a voice.
You heard lazy boy and you were like, he's watching.
He's watching
clearly
porn.
He has a TV attached to a model out of clay that he has built himself.
That all track. I mean, the question was, what is the roommate doing?
Right.
So
well,
I'm trying to think.
Here's what's happening. It's the same girl. She's been over two or three times now. It only lasts 12 minutes and then she leaves. Why is she going back? Is it possible that he's getting her off before those 12 minutes starts in total silence?
Yeah, you guys are doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he is hanging out with his friends right now being like, what is my roommate doing? She goes in there with this bitch. And they're not doing anything. It's silent.
And I won't sleep there because the bed, it's not a Helix mattress.
He's like, why does she keep coming back? They just eat hand-pulled noodle in silence and then she leaves. But not before she's a dick to me.
For some reason, I just can't imagine this guy getting this girl who I've never seen off.
Well, this is something I've never heard of before, which is cis women hooking up with shitty cis dudes.
Yes, that's brand new.
Yeah.
Post-pandemic.
Yeah, right. It's the new pandemic.
Wait, you're being sarcastic,
facetious.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, okay. This is how little I know about men and, like, straight culture. I'm like, I, like, truly can't even...
Honestly,
how did I stay out of it for so fucking long? Like, I am a member of this society.
I don't know. She's like, it's like you've detected the same red flag she has, but it's not like the three strikes. You know, she's like, fuck yeah, he has a lazy boy. Yeah, he's like not charming and doesn't get small talk, but you know, he has a big dick. So I'm gonna keep going back.
There's just no way.
You never know. I mean, you never know. I will say this as maybe the only person in the room right now who enjoys. A dick, right? Connoisseur.
Kate would love to have one.
Oh, right. Well, sure. Yes. But not in your mouth, right?
Mouth is actually the only place I've had it.
But do you want more?
Not anymore.
Or is it
no,
like
I'm
tried sushi?
I'm retired.
No,
like, it wasn't quite like sushi. Noodle. It was like...
You've had enough hand-pulled noodle.
I do. It's like... Okay, when I was... in high school and stuff, traveled a lot for soccer. I'd always get a Subway sandwich and it did the trick. And then one time I just had so many Subway sandwiches that I literally have not gone to Subway since. And even the smell of it makes me upset.
For sure.
And that is how I feel about sucking dick.
Yeah.
It's like I was doing a lot and it worked.
I love how you have your fucking foot up on, on my couch and my throw. Shoe on.
They're brand new shoes.
Crotch out to the world. I just had enough of sucking dick. I don't want anyone thinking that I'm going to suck dick again. I'm done. I am the head of the house. No more dick sucking in here.
You don't even remind me of like a creepy uncle. You're like, it's more like all of my dad's friends who felt so comfortable in my parents' house for some reason. That's the vibe. Dad's friends.
That is... bad but accurate.
So listener, write in if you think that he's going down on her first, or they can't be fingering. Do men know how to finger? Yeah, so I will continue
but
to go. Oh, sorry.
I will say, as someone who enjoys gobbling down on a dick.
Oh, yes.
Even I have a bit of a fetish for like schlubby, like losers. Like there's been times where I've had regular fuck buddies that were based purely on location. And like dick size, and
we are up in Hammy Heights.
Did they ask me any questions? No, good, great. I can reschedule this again. Like,
I want to meet the girl because if I see the girl, okay. Because
so you haven't seen her, really have only heard noise.
I've only heard noise. I mean, it's possible that this dude could just be fucking his bed watching Hacks, but it's Hannah Einbinder.
Or she might be a dump truck too, you know, like just she might be the female equivalent, you know.
Yeah.
maybe she has
a lazy boy.
It's possible. So I'm gonna keep an eye out. We're gonna figure it out. I'm gonna keep having to go uptown, have hand-pulled noodle. And but it's interesting with this girl because like now I've met like her roommate who is her best friend, and I like watch The Bachelorette with the roommate eating hand-pulled noodle, you know. I'm in the friend group now.
Does that roommate have a read on the other roommate?
Oh, yeah. Actually, that roommate said to the male roommate.
Oh, no.
This is what a fucking top I am. Alpha all the time. This roommate goes, Ashley's coming up here to watch The Bachelorette. And like the other guy, give this guy a name. Stringy hair.
Chuck.
Chuck.
Oh, nice.
That is remarkably close. Chuck. So, you know, she's saying this to Chuck, and he's like, okay. And she goes, you have a big personality. Ashley is a big personality. Like, don't be weird. Like, don't fuck it up. Don't be weird. And he just stayed in his room the whole time while we were watching The Bachelorette.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't know if this guy has a big personality as much as he is annoying. I actually don't like it when people say that I have a big personality, even though I know I have a big personality, because I think that's actually code also for someone who's annoying.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm annoying and don't have a big personality.
I'm also annoying.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that. You're not annoying. Yes. Bold, right? I think that's what big personality means.
Yeah.
Says what's on their mind.
Yes, yes.
Hard on their sleeve. Not everybody does that.
Well, that's my
game. Are you scanning that for insult? It's not meant to.
No, not at all. No. I'm thinking my sex story was weak this week.
No, it wasn't. It's a mystery.
It is a mystery.
She might also be a sex worker.
We are just throwing all
lady.
Options.
I mean, the lady whose voice that we cannot hear or see. Or
I thought you meant Chuck. Like, Chuck.
I mean, maybe that too. We don't know.
Chuck.
He's got such a big personality.
Sex workers don't own lazy boys, period. No way. They have too much. They
Chuck,
are a
Chuck,
class
who, as far as we know, doesn't wash his hair and has no charm.
There's an OnlyFans for that.
Hit up, I guess so. I guess I won't. I won't. What is the different saying we had? Because we hate yuck yum. What is the different?
What?
Oh, don't yuck your yum.
Yeah, but
don't.
We hate that saying.
You hate that saying.
Oh, I guess that's a me thing.
I actually hate the
I
saying,
I thought we
too,
came up
in
with an alternative to it.
I don't think we did. Oh. What other podcast are you co-hosting?
No.
I feel cheated on.
It honestly might have been me and my partner talking about this, which is
it's a
worse confusion.
Don't yuck a yum. Don't put down... I'm just trying to, this is not what I'm actually suggesting. Don't put down a thing that someone likes. Don't shit on.
Here's something. Treat others how you want to be treated, and we can call that the golden rule. And that's something that I just came up with.
All right, well, that's my fucking weird gay sex from this week.
Now the listeners know how to shed 15 pounds in only 2 days.
What?
Fuck, bombed. I bombed.
Oh, God.
Wait, I don't care.
It's just another clickbait
spiral
reference.
I just saw you go through it.
Fuck me.
You were at the height.
Fuck
so,
me.
You felt so
you
good about that punchline.
Fuck shit.
And
it wasn't.
Just,
fuck.
It
wasn't. Fuck, James is here. You just said I was permanent co-host. This is so fucking embarrassing.
No, Kate. I just didn't understand. We were back on BuzzFeed. You should have made a stronger choice.
I should have.
Now
I just
the listeners
think of anything.
Know which. What are the name of those twins?
Fuck. Winklevoss.
Now the listeners know which Winklevoss twin is gay. I don't know. Mine was worse, actually. But it was more clear that it was clickbait.
Yeah, fair.
I was trying to think about hand-pulled noodle and how much I shared that I ate because I did eat the full big Chinese food container.
Is that how you lost 15 pounds in 2 days?
Thank you for saving me, James. Oh, my God. Thank God you're here.
James, James, did you have gay sex?
I did have. I had some pretty queer sex.
Ashley's got to do a clean. Oh, sorry, she messed up a couple times in a row
there.
Take
that from the top.
James, did you have gay sex this week?
I did have gay sex this week.
Yeah!
I'm in a relationship, and it is an open relationship. However, we're two and a half years in, and we have figured out that we have to schedule sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if we don't...
We're a comedian, too.
Yes. Although, I mean, gigs have been light for me in the past couple... I've been trying to get past a half-nervous breakdown that I had about 6 months ago.
You want to talk about
trauma
it?
Trauma therapy and stuff. I mean, aren't we all? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm actually feeling pretty good these days.
That's great, Ashley
honest.
Gavin. I'm so happy for you.
No, I'm like nervous about never finding love again.
I feel like, I just wasn't, you'll get there. No, wait, what? I can't just let
maybe
that go.
Yes, you can.
Maybe
it'll
be.
Sorry, just say it again. Don't worry. No, I don't know. I had just gotten momentum. I had, like you mentioned, dark comedy years earlier. Like, I really didn't take it seriously in a real, I mean, I started in 2009. did it sporadically and drunkenly for like a bunch of years, and then I'm supposed to be talking about gay sex. We can
keep going on this. Keep going.
But
on this.
Right, I didn't get good or serious until like 2018.
That's
or
what
sober.
You should say your start date is.
I know.
I wouldn't tell people you've been doing this for like 12 years when in reality like you couldn't.
No, well, and I know I never tell people I've been doing it for. It's always this long. I started in 2009, and then I did sporadically and drunkenly. Blah blah blah.
But so you and your partner have been together for about as long as you've been seriously doing stand-up?
No. So what did I say? 2.5 years? I think that's right. And then I went back to like improv in early 2017 and then like started doing, I think, I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I guess 2018.
Okay. Yeah. It's so hard to think about the years now.
I have been doing stand-up for like, I met my partner when I got my Club Cumming show, which was about 2 years ago.
Okay. That's where I met your partner.
Yes, it was. Anyway, all of that is to say
what pronouns is your partner using?
She.
She. Great.
She, they, but mainly she. She's actually like a urine estrogen as well, but still has a dick that I can gobble on down.
That's so sweet.
It is. And we scheduled sex this past week.
Okay.
That was the and we did it. We committed to it.
Nice.
We have like we did like over the pandemic a group therapy thing for couples that was like us and like four other heterosexual couples all on Zoom doing like a sex workshop with each other, and it was illuminating.
Wow.
Did you learn?
Oh my God, the straights are worse off than we are.
There was straight people in there?
Well, yeah, they're worse off than we are.
Oh, so much worse off. The four heterosexual couples, one other, they like lesbian couple who, God bless, I hope they don't listen to this, was falling apart. And
they probably do.
They probably do, actually.
You can find out. Do you know their names?
No. They were lovely, and I was happy to learn from them
Learned from them. The lesbians at home, the listeners know that the lesbians are falling apart. I feel like the lesbians are falling apart.
In general?
There are just so many lesbians that lock into a fucking unhealthy relationship.
Well, yeah.
Because, yeah. Well,
after this pride, I feel like the whole, all the L's, the G's, the B's, the T's, the I's, the A's are falling apart.
What did you learn from the straights? I have so many questions for you now, by the way. I have two other ones besides what you learned from the straights.
I learned that, like, as hard as it is to figure out roles and power dynamics in, like, what we do, right, where it's either someone of the same, like, sex or gender, or just someone, who, like, in my case, where I'm non-binary and she's, you know, trans femme, where it's, like, there's no, like, blueprint.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I thought, well, that's harder. But having the blueprint is actually
prison.
I totally agree with
way
you.
More damaging, way more difficult to like play around, like the amount of like, there were a couple straight men in it who just like couldn't express a need, like couldn't express a sexual need, and it felt so steeped and rooted in like because of those roles.
It's hard enough to express a need just like being a human being.
Yes,
it's tough, but then to add on like this idea of masculinity and like weakness, it just makes it that much. Poor straight men. We really
they really
care
do
about,
have it the hardest these
they
days.
Have it,
does,
it so
but it's,
hard.
It's such a testament to like the patriarchy damages everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do really believe that. And that's a really good example of that.
And it's, and it was like, and especially too, because sex is such chaos. Like sex really is. Sex is such a like multiverse within yourself of like roles and identities that you play, and power dynamics are different with different people. And I just, to not even be able to ask to be in a low power situation or to have so much shame around that as like for straight men to want to be dominated or to just want to maybe top, but not have to be masculine about it.
Right.
You know,
just sweetly look into your partner's eyes.
Just can't imagine
like, have
that
your,
kind
like,
of
face
pressure.
Caressed while you do missionary.
Yeah.
I can kind of relate. Cause like, I love like when a femme kind of gets like domineering.
Bossy.
Yeah. Bossy, kind of mean. Oh my God, it turns me on so much.
Feisty.
Like, calls me an idiot or something.
Oh,
I'm like, okay, cool. Keep doing that. And it's hard for me. I can admit that, fine. But when sometimes girls will be like, oh, so you are a little bit of a bottom. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
What are you talking about? And you think that's you holding on to your masculinity?
A little bit. Because I associate bottom and
weakness
and femininity. I'm like, I can be...
And you were saying recently that femininity in bed makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it's not... They're not the same thing. And right. I got to get that out of my head.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, anyway.
But
sorry.
It's such a testament to, like, we're all so fucked by this.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
When it comes to just, like, this is where I say, too, that sex is chaos, and especially in a long-term relationship where, like, first of all, every study says or points to, like, about, like, relationship sex and couples, that after 2 years, the initial sexual connection is gone. Almost every couple.
Yes,
that's
yes.
the time, and you have to do work to, like, find new stuff and find new ways to have fun and so forth and so on. Where was I going with that? Something about how we're also broken. because you have to, regardless of sexuality or gender or whatever, for long-term relationships, you have to find a place within yourself to be able to communicate, like, needs, and that's fucking vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we scheduled sex, and it wasn't perfect, by the way. Actually, we should have had our check-in ahead of time to be like, what are you looking for? We just, like, thought we'd be like spontaneous within the scheduling.
Within the schedule.
And then 45 minutes, it was like 30 minutes of fun, and then 15 minutes of like, oh, that's the direction you're headed today?
By the way.
So you should have planned it even more.
30 minutes of fun is great.
We felt like fucking Troy Aikman. Is that a sports reference, Kate?
The oldest. How you were even able to make that sports reference when that is literally from 30 years ago?
Oh, no, is it?
It's like so over my head. Who
Troy
even...
Aikman was the fact
Dallas
that I
Cowboys?
Know this. Yeah, the quarterback for the only sports that I know.
Why do I know this?
How do I not know this? Because I'm one of your dad's friends.
This is so loaded what I'm about to say. The only sports knowledge that I have is from the early 90s before my father died. Because I watch sports with him. So I have this time capsule of sports information just loaded with grief. And so Troy Aikman is pre-dad death sports info that I know because I was watching the games with him. He is the quarterback. If you Great. Name, look, my sports, my 1990s sports knowledge. Can we talk about Patrick Ewing for a little while? It just brings me a lot of comfort to talk about Patrick Ewing.
This is why you can't be feminine in bed. This is the core of it.
It hurts. It hurts. Anyway, he was the quarterback for the Cowboys during their big win streak in the 90s.
Wow, I really outed myself as being in my 30s without even really meaning to. I'm 34.
A quarterback reference today would be like Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know. I'm from Boston, so I can only, Brady, I'm only Tom legally Brady. Allowed to have one quarterback's name stored in my brain. And he doesn't even play there anymore.
R.I.P. Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's dead.
So
he caught COVID from kissing his son on the mouth.
Or a tomato. He accidentally ate a tomato and got COVID.
And it killed him.
Okay, so when you schedule, I have some questions about scheduling sex. When you schedule sex, because this works for a lot of people and it's not something we've talked about, I'm sure you've researched it a little bit.
I mean, researched it in the sense of like I did the couples group and they gave us, there was a lot of homework with that.
When's a good time to know that scheduling, how do you know that scheduling sex could be effective for your relationship and how do you do it?
It was hard. It was hard to get my partner to agree. It like took a while for us to get on the same page. That was even something we were willing to do. And the only way we were able to get there was that one of the exercises in the group was we would schedule essentially intimacy time. And redefining sex was the like key of like this. We're not scheduling penetrative erections.
No,
and,
that happens at 11:45 p.m. every night. That cannot be scheduled.
Sure. Yes. Yes. So the redefining of like we're scheduling intimacy and then also having like some rituals around it. So there's like a playlist that we play. We have two playlists. When we like arrive to the scheduled time, it's like, which playlist do we want? And one has like a lot of like Harold and Maude, like Simon and Garfunkel, like soft. We're going to, you know, rub each other's hairs and
look at each other and yes, light a candle.
Caress. Yes.
Yeah.
And then the other is much more like
screamo.
Hip-hop, R&B, yes, screamo. Yes, actually, yes. And Yeah, it's a lot of like being okay if the other. It's taken so much fucking talking, to be honest. I mean, we are basically lesbians, I feel, at a certain point. My partner just texted me the other day being like, Ani DeFranco concert in the next 2 weeks with, and it's Ani DeFranco and who's the stereotypical
Indigo Girls?
Yes, it is. It's they're
That's hilarious. For you.
$75 tickets. And I was like, that's too expensive. And she was like, oh! And I was like, no, not for the bands. That's for me. I can't afford that right now.
I thought you were slandering her favorite artist.
But yeah, it was a lot of talking and a lot of like, what is this bringing up for you right now? And what are your fears around this? And it took a lot.
Do you think that redefining what sex and into me is?
What the fuck? Do you think that redefining
into you? Redefining what goes into you.
What a Freudian slip. Do you think that redefining sex and into me... Wait till you hear the actual question I was about to ask.
I can't wait.
Really very Freudian.
Okay. Do you think that redefining sex and intimacy...
will change what kind of dildo Chelsea puts inside you?
No, it has to do with you both like redefining your own relationships to gender.
100%.
This was my other question. This is leading into that. She started transitioning after you guys started dating. I don't think we've had that on the podcast yet, so I'm curious.
I haven't had it in my life yet, to be honest. This is very much a first for me. She's the first person I've ever dated who was not a cis man.
Yeah.
And when we met, she was leaning more like he, they, kind of more how I present and identify. And it's been a slow transition of her realizing like more and more where her actual identity lies. And then about a year ago, she started doing estrogen.
Yeah.
And it's been a huge transition and it continues to be a huge transition. Being in an open relationship is a big part of it. I already never go into relationships at this point hoping that the other person will be my end-all be-all. Mm. That's made it very functional.
So the opposite of the dinner that I'm going to have tonight.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
No fucking. You know, I will cancel me. You so hard.
You just keep texting me and you can see on the if I stop replying for a 3-hour chunk.
3 hours?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
That's impressive. But also, don't finger bang in the bathroom. Just to...
oh, God. Just... No. I'm 33 years old.
Oh.
I probably would.
I don't know.
All right.
I was going to say, I remember a certain 31-year-old Ashley.
That's true. Literally like 2 years ago, I finger banged a girl in an alley. I don't know why I am acting
there are
fewer alleys in New York City than I thought there would
be. This alley, okay, yes, there are so few alleys, but this alley was sort of more of a corridor within an apartment complex.
A but hallway.
I'm calling it an alley. Outdoor hallway, which is really what an alley is.
Okay,
fair. Is that like one of those halls that leads to where they keep the trash?
Kind of.
That's where it was.
But it kind of. It was, whatever. This is neither here. You're literally sharing something so vulnerable and intimate.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like,
she's
yeah.
like, I fished it in a trash chute. I found a couple of cukes, shoved them in there.
That's what being a freegan is, right? Free dildos. Should we make a Cards Against Humanity set of like we're having gay sex things?
Let's make a board game.
That would be really fun. And the end is your gender.
It'll Thank God. I think
you know.
Okay.
I'm just gonna make a board game where literally it's just a straight line to man, and it's just a little Kate with a hot dog in your hand. Sorry, you are a man. We are really off the rails.
We are off the rails. Wait, what was I going to tell you? Oh, like, I don't have a lot of faith in electoral politics.
Aren't you the one that texted us before this being like, this needs to be a tight ship today?
I did. I'm supposed to do like a fucking 4-hour drive. Anyway, I don't, you know, electoral politics can never really lead us anywhere. However, I do think that the United States and maybe even the world should have a vote on what my gender is, and that'll just be the deciding thing.
At least an American Idol situation.
Kate just dresses up as all their different genders and different, sings a song.
Yeah, actually, I didn't mean it that literally, but now I do. Yeah, that's a great idea.
You guys remember Sanjaya? Sanjaya,
yes, I really love Sanjaya.
Right, and everyone was just like playing a prank on American Idol by like getting him. That's what I would do. I would pick the most... Right, I would literally be like, whatever your Sanjaya gender is, I would have everyone voting for your Sanjaya. I would not let anyone vote for anything else. I'd rig the system.
We could just, we could do it.
Anything other than Sanjaya, if Kate does not get Sanjaya, it is rigged. Fake news. If...
Or maybe we could do
Biden. Joe Biden doesn't know anything about Sanjaya. I know more about Sanjaya than the generals.
I'm the one who told him to wear his hair like that. Okay. I said I saw a ponytail on a little girl who I was interested in sexually, and I said, Sanjaya, you gotta do the ponytails. And I'm not talking and one, and I'm not talking two.
He loves me. No one loves me more than Sanjaya. Sanjaya and I. What is this?
I don't know. Anyway, alternate pitch.
James is like, how is this podcast?
Legally allowed to happen.
I love that it is.
Here's my alternate pitch.
I don't know if you know this, but we're actually pretty popular. Good,
thank God.
Well, let's rename the podcast Two Donald Trumps.
Two Dope Donald Trumps.
Wait, I would actually love if they did that.
Oh my God.
Okay, alternate pitch for the game that decides my gender is I start taking testosterone, and as soon as Adam Levine turns around in the voice chair, that's where I stop.
That's great. I feel so bad. James is talking about some real fucking
shit.
Yeah,
let's get that.
I couldn't care less about my dumb life.
No, but we have listeners. Like, I was just in our Discord the other day. Someone was saying that they were transitioning and their partner just isn't sexually attracted to them. I think they were transitioning towards mask, and I don't want to speak on behalf of this person and say what's happening, but I'm pretty sure this person's partner is a lesbian and just not really able to make it work, even though they've tried. Mm. And so this is something that is happening, and I want people to know. Like,
I will say for me, this is where I said earlier about gay men. This is where I, as like someone who really identified as like a cis gay man for, you know, the first 31 years of my life, and I'm still like non-binary gobbling down dick. So it's not like a gigantic difference, but I did have to wrestle with, like, I already have a bunch of shame issues for being attracted to men. Mm-hmm. So then being in a relationship with a trans woman, and the pandemic did this as well. I just had so much stuff trauma-wise that was triggered by having to stay inside with my thoughts. Yeah. And one of the things was just, like, was feeling shame for feeling like I need a man. And not like I need a man to replace you, but just that we're in an open relationship. I am still attracted to other things. Mm. And I had to kind of remind myself, like, I am not a transphobe for being attracted to men. And I'm still attracted to my partner, too. I mean, there's still, like, a sexual connection. But there was a lot of shame that it was bringing up for me. And we just were not having sex for a while. And what it was the not talking about it that was like really just like it was avoidance. And so, I mean, you were asking earlier, like, how did you get to scheduling? It was really just like we had to just finally start talking about it. And she had to kind of like voice her insecurities that like I was going to leave her because she was transitioning. Yeah. And I had to voice like what I just said of like, no, I'm attracted to you. I'm just all. And also, too, my partner is attracted to cis women as well. I will say for our situation, it was a little bit easier for me to just relate to her of like the same way that I am not everything that you're attracted to is the same way that you're not everything that I'm attracted to. Yeah. And that has nothing to do with you being trans. Right. I mean, it does because it's not transphobia.
Right.
Which was something I had to kind of work through.
Given that as a society we're like redefining what gender is and how we relate to it, it's really hard because bodies are still bodies and you can't really control the bodies that you're physically attracted to. And gender obviously is only the tiniest bit real. I don't know why I phrased it that way. I just wanted to make people mad. You know, not really real. So it's like, it's just like, so.
It is real.
It's real,
though.
Like, I how mean, money and time is real.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Well, and in money and time are real. I mean, in the way that, I mean, money's more real than time, I think. In the sense that,
interesting.
Like,
I was going to say time is more real than money.
I think time is real. We just don't understand it.
I agree with that.
Ashley's eyes got so wide. She was like, time is real. We just don't understand it. And that's why I'm sitting on the couch watching football with my dad.
And right that's now. Why right it was now. Okay that she was 14.
pedophiles everywhere just being like, time is
time is a time is a contract.
But like rent affects you. I mean, money pays rent, right? Money is right. housing. Money is food.
Yeah.
Gender is.
Femmes are hot.
Femmes are. Yes.
Femmes are hot and masculinity is toxic. It's as simple as that.
And it can also be reverse, right? I mean,
yeah. Yes, yes. That, oh, know, I was right? totally being joking.
Oh, no, oh, I
being,
didn't mean that.
I was
oh,
being okay. objective. This resonates with me because I was in a sexless relationship for a really long time and I just kept trying to talk about it and my partner wouldn't. And I'm not trying to put the blame on her. Obviously, I could have probably approached those conversations in a much better way. But I was getting to the point where I was like dying. And I think she was dying.
Right.
And like,
you start to feel like held captive, especially yes. if you're in a monogamous yeah. situation. And we were monogamous during pandemic.
Yes.
So you were open before the pandemic, then like closed.
Yeah. And which is not and it's the relationship great. Model I want.
It's great, I think, that you were open before this. What good luck, because like opening up during the transition. I imagine
would have been a nightmare.
Could have been yes, because then she might have thought, oh, he's doing this because
exactly.
I'm trans.
Can I ask you a personal question?
No.
Let me just say this. How many ponytails is too many ponytails?
Three.
No one has more ponytails than Sanjaya. The biggest ponytails you've ever seen. Huge, huge ponytails.
What's the question?
Do you consider yourself as like having transitioned?
No, I don't. To me, the non-binary thing is something that was always there. And to the point that like, I don't even necessarily, I'm not even married to the word non-binary, like gender queer, gender fluid. Like yeah. to me, it was a concept that when I learned about what it actually was, I was like, oh, that's always been like from mm-hmm, yeah. that explains. Oh, there were so many things that I look back to like the past 31 years because that's when I came to start wrestling with it. And things that I had attributed to like, oh, well, that's because I'm gay. That's because I'm gay,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
like getting into
sorry,
my.
I'm laughing. I can't stop thinking about the Sanjaya riff.
Oh my God,
Ashley, you were talking before about therapy. And I was like, the YouTube people are going to think I'm laughing at him. I'm just thinking about the Sanjaya.
No, okay, so, well, James is over here like touching my heart.
I'm in my head doing Sanjaya riffs.
Get him out quick.
We don't know where the ponytails came from. We don't know. They could be from China. They could be from China. We need to build a wall around the ponytails. Continue. I'm sorry.
And when the hairstylist doing her ponytails, she's not doing her best.
It's okay, Fulty. Don't be scared.
Scared the cat.
That they should have
done. I blew out the mic.
Honestly, they should have done. Taken that and made it the special in Hex.
Yes. Oh, that would have been so much more. I mean, I was watching. I was engaged.
They show the whole thing, and she's just like, "Fuck! I'm fucking bombing up here." It's as a joke, the whole theater does not laugh. She's like, motherfuck!
Okay,
my fucking fourth bomb of the fucking night! Are you turning down my mic?
No, I'm the cat.
Oh, the cat is scared.
He's freaked out.
Yeah.
It's okay,
I apologize.
Baby.
Your He's other cat doesn't give a fuck.
He's looking over at Fletcher being like, aren't you concerned about this?
I know you're joking, but that would have made Hex better.
Like crying and punching herself in the face, being like, fucking shit, I worked so fucking hard on this and you guys hate it. You guys fucking hate it and it makes me hate me and I can't hate me because me is all I have.
I can't. I'm sorry. I love the comedy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My cats more. It's okay, baby.
I'm sorry, Fulty. I'm going to get canceled for emotionally abusing a cat today.
No, you're going to get canceled for saying mean things about Hacks.
Anyway, you were
saying about your...
Oh, God.
Yourself was, like, revealed to you rather than coming to it over time.
Well, like, things like getting into my parents' lipstick or my mom's lipstick. What if it was my parents' shared lipstick
when I was a kid? I just really take after my dad in that they are non-binary.
Knowing what I know about your dad makes it even funnier.
He used to wear lipstick, but then we'd watch Patrick Ewing and Troy Aikman together. Not on this at the same time.
I ask because sometimes I think, like, oh, am I going to transition? Am I going to transition? And then I look back at the past, like, I don't know, 5 years. And I'm like, well, what has this been? What has, like, switching out my wardrobe completely, like, cutting my hair, like, finally starting saying, like, any pronouns instead of, like, rolling my eyes and saying she, her.
Now, that's interesting. I mean, I do think there was a process of me taking on accepting trans as a piece of my identity. In a way that it had always been there and that was a part of the grand mosaic that is my psyche. You know, and that it was just there. But I don't feel like my partner is literally going through, like, a physical transformation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why I think of, like, oh, I didn't transition, but I did, I guess, in life, changes happened.
Right. That's part of why I ask, is because I think in my mind, I still have this kind of, like, I'm locked into being like, oh, if I go on T, that'll be a transition. But I could never go on T and I still will have undergone something.
Totally. I think there's also, and I'm, like, the least trans person, I think, but I think there seems
in the room, maybe.
No, I don't know. I
just mean because you feel so comfortable in your masculinity.
Yeah, that's, yeah, like, but I also feel super comfortable in my body.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I feel like there are people, from what I'm observing, there are people who have body dysphoria, and then there are people who have more of, like, the gender dysphoria. And sometimes those things go together, and sometimes they don't. And I think to say one is more trans than the other is not really fair.
So, something blew my mind. Someone was like, not all trans people even have dysphoria at all.
And I was like,
yeah, I wouldn't jealous. Describe I wouldn't describe, like, my experience as, like, gender dysphoria in the way that my partner really experiences, like, being misgendered sends her brain to a place of chaos. Like, it's it's really, like, there's just a physical sense of, like, headaches and stress and anxiety that comes along with, like, trying to force her body and herself into this, you know, gender role.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, physical sensations like that.
Yeah.
But I do experience, mine is much more cultural, I think. Mine, like, I think of it as, like, there's cultural identity is kind of how I think of it. When I truly saw myself and thought of myself as, like, a man, I was constantly failing at all the things that culturally I was supposed to be doing. Whereas when I, in my own head, created a space that was like, oh, well, there's just, it doesn't have to be this either or thing. There's all this, and I'm already kind of doing a lot of it, so why don't I just accept that about myself and, like, enjoy it?
Yeah.
It was more about, like, internal anxiety around culture. But I don't know if that's dysphoria.
Words.
I don't right? know. Who yeah, knows I don't, at I don't this know. Point? All I know is the non-binary element of it, like, reduced that anxiety.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I'll take estrogen one day. Like, it's a possibility. I don't see that as, like, a... I feel like I came out of the closet and I thought in my when I was 15, like, oh, this is it. This is the ground floor of this. And then it just never was, and it still isn't. Yeah. And so I don't fucking know. Who are any of us, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a fucking
woman.
Who are
you fucking people? You're a woman who cannot stop doing Donald Trump.
That's my gender. That's your gender. Honestly, that is my gender. I should do one when I see Jen, because she always used to joke. She'd be like, he lost. It's time.
It's time. Cut At it. Least try a Biden impression.
Oh, boring. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I hope I didn't make it too serious. It all feels like chaos to me at the end of the day.
Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
My gay sex for this week is what I'm going to call a gender bender, which is just a story about gender.
Cool.
Which is, last week I wore a dress.
What?
Oh. How did you feel?
I'm going to do something I'm going to get canceled for.
There's hisses at the end of the boo.
Yeah, and you
I've never held it long enough.
Oops. But what brought you to wear a dress?
The heat.
Was it like a sundress?
It was actually just a tarp that she found.
This might get me canceled, but I call it my Puerto Rican house dress.
No, that's... You are Puerto Rican. You're allowed to say that.
Yeah, but, you know...
I don't know what a Puerto Rican house dress is.
I
But I also love that was specifically... for practical reasons. The only reason a man would put on, throw on his kilt. It's a hot day. Yeah. He's of Scottish heritage. He's got the kilt in the closet.
He's got to have a breeze on those balls.
Yeah, that's exactly what you. That's what it sounds like you.
That's
were doing.
Pretty much what I was doing.
How long? Like where did it?
It's
end?
Like a little below knee. It's like
below
this
the
is
knee.
This is the it's gender like spectrum a, right here. I'm like, you gotta it. Let your balls out. He's like, did it hit your knee?
It is. Yeah.
What shoes were you wearing?
But if it was above the knee, I was like, it was a tunic.
No, it was below the knee.
No, it was a dress.
Yeah, it's a full-blown dress. And it has, so it's like just like a jersey, like light dress. It's blue. It has a swoop.
Patrick
it has a
jersey
swoop
dress.
Neck, and it's tight under my boobs, so it makes my boobs look huge. I have like giant cleavage
in
it.
Do you have a photo of it? Where did you get it? Why is it in the house
I
still?
Have it from my like former life, and I keep it because there are some things that I can't seem to like let go of.
Huh.
Like I have some other dresses that I can't like seem to part with, and then I have this like tub of clothes that's like clothes that I used to really love that now don't fit. And also like don't fit, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm someone who keeps clothes forever. I'm not a shopper.
Gee, I wonder why.
Well, this stuff, but also like I hate spending money and like
yeah.
I don't know, it was just like in my family you got clothes for like Christmas or like a birthday or yep. like if you went over to your grandmother's house, maybe she had like an old sweater for you, and my grandmother would give me sweaters with the tag still on them from the fucking like 60s.
Yeah.
like it was just
so this
it's
is
just
generational
something like
trauma.
Generational like fucking depression shit, like you keep your clothes. Like,
yeah.
I have some underwear that are so old that I feel like a pedophile when I put them on.
Well, time is a construct. And how old is this underwear really?
This is like underwear from like middle school. It has like little seahorses
on
it and shit.
Oh, Kate.
And how much
Kate,
would that be to buy?
I can't even make comedy. I just want to help you.
I've bought new underwear.
Uh-huh.
Kate, I'm gonna help you.
Don't help me.
No.
Don't help
me. I didn't realize. I didn't know how.
No. I have new underwear.
Okay.
But where's the old underwear? Do you still have
it's
the
just
old
like
underwear?
Shoved in the back of the
drawer. You still have
you
the old underwear.
Throw away the, this is an intervention.
That you
listener,
still have the old underwear
in,
for
sale. Tell Kate to throw away.
No.
This is such a violation.
No, don't tell them.
Don't actually do that.
Don't actually. Okay.
Be respectful to Kate in their process.
I love your nice DMs. Don't yell at me about my stupid underwear.
You gotta throw away the
okay,
underwear.
Okay.
Like, dude, I
okay.
love you.
I know.
You gotta throw
I know.
Away the underwear.
Okay. Anyway,
that's not.
Why are you, was this your gay sex, or did we interrupt?
This
it?
Is my gay. This is this whole thing is my gay sex.
Why
we can
are you
unpack
keeping
it together.
Them?
I think it's really this dual thing of like, oh, you get clothes and you keep clothes,
but at some point
generational
they're no
thing.
Longer clothes.
Then I think there's like a you don't want to. I am right now more financially stable than I've ever been, and I'm like actually like buying clothes for
yeah.
what I would consider like
stores.
Yeah. I'm like Chelsea is like, we are fine, buy clothes that fit you and that fit you.
Yeah.
And that has been like such a relief. It has been such a relief. I'm like so grateful to be in that like financial situation, have a partner who's like, just buy 6 pairs of shorts at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that you can wear shorts all summer. Anyway, so then I think part of it is gender stuff, is I start to go through my old clothes and yeah. I feel like I'm throwing away like a version of myself.
Oh, man.
Every time I try to do it, I cry. And so there's some stuff that I just like still have. And the dress somehow is like Sisterhood of the Traveling. Instead of Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, it's like Brotherhood of the Traveling Dress. Like every version of myself that I've ever been fits into it somehow. And I think of it as like, and what I meant by Puerto Rican house dress was like little ladies like just wear like a house dress.
Yeah. I know
and
what
like
you mean
slippers.
Now.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like what I think of it as.
Well, I love the dress, actually. I don't mind that you're holding on to the dress because quite frankly, men should feel comfortable wearing these sorts of things. They're practical. They breathe. This is not so much in my head, at least knowing you, what I know about you doesn't feel like. You not giving in to your gender or whatever. Mm. This is more like sometimes practicality is like nice.
Hot take. I don't think men should wear dresses.
You know what? That's
I think
fine
that,
too.
I think that they shouldn't be allowed. That is my actual opinion.
Did you just want me to blow the whistle this episode?
No.
I know it's not your actual opinion. I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
But the underwear feels...
I know.
That actually feels more... I come from, like, working class. I still live paycheck to paycheck. I get the fear around that.
The thing is,
it also feels like a self-punishment thing.
Maybe. I mean, I was always, like... I was never wanting for underwear. And, like, we did, like, at Christmas, we got clothes. And, like,
feels
at
like
birthdays, we got clothes.
It feels like an unnecessary way to bring yourself down.
It feels, like, unnecessary because... there was never a point in my life where I like didn't have.
We need, you clothes. Know how like there's that one makeup line that's like, because you're worth it. Like, I don't even fucking know what it is, but like we need one of those for like neuroses, like deep, deep, deep neuroses. Like, throw away your middle school underwear because you're worth it.
Yes.
Like, just baseline, not like splurging, just like baseline humanity. Yeah. You're worth it. You're worth throwing away that underwear.
Yeah.
Bro, I will buy you all the underwear in the world.
I don't need, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't need underwear.
I'm just saying if you needed it.
Thank
but
you.
Do you
but
wear
I don't
it ever?
It.
Like, has there been a laundry day or a, like a time where you were busy and it's like, well, I guess I got to.
You are really asking the hard
I
want to
know.
I think I'm really past that. I would say there was a time when I was like, I would throw them on in a pinch. And now my ass is fucking so big.
So oh, I thought you were going to say so clean that you didn't want it. My ass is
my
mint.
Ass is so fucking bleached up the wazoo. No, it's not. So I won't wear those. And of course, Chelsea fucking hates this.
This is actually one of the most vulnerable things I've ever heard on a podcast. And Chelsea hates it for the right reason.
Well, she's like, she's saying the same thing you're saying, which she's like, buy yourself underwear.
But
beyond
buying yourself underwear, you need to go,
well, and you don't deserve to wear this,
into the chasms of your brain and go, what is it about my mommy and daddy that make me keep this underwear? That's the hard work.
So here's what I say about like underwear that has like holes in it and it's ripped and shit, is that I say it's period underwear.
This is about mortality. This is about facing your mortality. I think it is.
I think you're holding yourself back. I think you're making yourself small, which I think you do. And the underwear is the most blatant example I've seen of it.
I've almost gotten rid of all of the middle school pairs. I still have my like lingerie from my like high school and college years.
Dude, I'm coming over and setting your house on fire. We're going to take the all form couch out of there. All form. It's not old underwear. We're going to drag the all form. It's a sponsor. We're
sure,
going to drag the all form.
I love all form.
Maybe you should accept me in all my forms.
No, I don't accept this form because you are a wonderful,
so
talented,
don't be.
Amazing
okay, wait,
human being.
To normalize it for just a second, my partner,
nope.
I do so many things like this. And my partner is usually in the situation that I'm doing to you right now because
yes.
They want to offload their own shame onto me, which is what I'm doing. But when I first started dating my partner, my bed was like a futon that it wasn't even mine. It was in the apartment when I moved in. And she would constantly be like, what the fuck is this? Like, you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of this.
I'll speak to this too. I kept like, look how fucking beautiful I am. Look at me.
I mean, it is an attractive.
I'm
you're
radiant.
Very, yes.
I could cry talking about this. I used to keep myself so small, not allowing myself to like go after comedy, like keeping myself physically, like the way, I don't want to shit on beauty standards or whatever, but like you should feel good about who you are out in the world. And if you're making like clothing choices and things like that, or like hygiene choices, you know what I mean? Like sometimes we don't take care of ourselves. Oh, hold my hand.
I think that,
that I know what I have to do to make myself big and I'm too afraid.
Alex, cut. Alex, cut. Cut. Cut.
Should I do my Trump impression now?
Sanjaya.
Sanjaya is fucking crying like a fucking cuck.
Do you want to be touched or hugged? What do you need right now?
Yeah, I'll take a hug.
Okay. Bro, I love you, bro. Bro, you are a fucking star, bro.
I also want a hug.
Oh my god.
It's just so real.
I didn't realize that I made Kate the star of this podcast when I... God, you invite someone to be on the podcast permanently. I guess this is their journey now. No.
But remember, I bombed twice today. And rule of comedy.
No,
I'm going to bomb
I
once more.
I think what you're saying is a huge part of gay and queer and trans identity and just people generally. Yeah. But when you are also, this is not how this usually goes.
I love how this is going.
But what I think what you're, first of all, thank you. Thank you for being so vulnerable and being so honest about your underwear.
Thank you for telling me to throw it away.
I'm the last friend. I am not the friend that's going to coddle you with this shit. I am the friend that's going to be setting the underwear on fire in your backyard and we're dancing around. And the house
I was
going to
say that's some witch shit.
There was just a point, I think it was like 3 years ago for me, where I had gotten rid of most of the stuff that kept me small. And then I had to get rid of the really, really big shit, like inside of me. And I think you might be approaching that point.
I would love to
live your
point.
Full life. And I think that's something that queer people can really strongly relate to, is like, we have a right to live our 100% full life.
Of course, I'm just thinking about myself now. And but I don't know. I feel so simpatico with what you're expressing about, like, I feel like I can see the path before me and I can see great things on that path. And boy, if I could just fucking do it.
Yeah.
And I have done it. And
in every room but one in Connecticut.
No, I know this is going to sound stupid and maybe so arrogant because who am I? But like, the listeners write in all the time thanking us for our confidence as queer people. And just to be able to say, like, this is my full actualized self and I love myself and I think I'm great and I'm living my full potential. It's so hard. It's so hard to get to that point.
Or just live even. I feel like I'm so far from that point and I don't even have a realistic gauge of whether or not that's true. Mm. Like, I feel like, to me, I struggle with the idea of living your full self sometimes, because it's like, well, but what is this end point? Like, what is this, like, full version of me? Yeah. And though there's definitely...
Lesbian slut.
So, yeah, that is it, actually. That's it. Three raccoons in a trench coat. Just finger-banging lesbians left and right.
In the trash chute.
But, like, what is your... There's also something just being, like, I am my half-self, and that's the best I have today.
Right.
You know, it both are...
Don't criticize yourself.
Exactly.
There's no point in beating yourself up, because beating yourself up is a part of keeping yourself
small. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
But just to know that you're on a journey, and when you recognize that, like, if you recognize in yourself that something has to go, the metaphorical middle school underwear of your life, for me, it was codependent toxic relationships, which I consider myself to be sober from, just by the way.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
For me, it was that. Cut it out. Call your friends, tell them what you're trying to do, your closest buddies, the ones that tell you what gender you are and will not take anything else for an answer.
Yeah, I think though a part of that too, especially when you think about relationships as a form of sobriety, like with alcohol, for me, I had to admit at many times over why I was using alcohol, why I was holding on to the thing, because it is filling something. Like, you have to, I think, also be honest about, like, why are you holding on to the underwear, or whatever it is.
Thanks, guys.
You should probably drag it out, though, because I think you could get, like, 4 or 5 good episodes out of this. I wouldn't solve it immediately.
That's a proper A-line.
That's an A-line.
So I don't know how you transition from deep emotional catharsis into butt plugs.
You just do.
You just have to.
No lube, just shove it in.
Just shove it in.
James, Ian taught us that.
You were so wonderful and so open and vulnerable. Not as open and vulnerable as Kate.
No, yes, I think wasn't. Quite open and quite vulnerable.
He didn't.
They just
cry.
Weren't a bitch about it.
I didn't cry.
Remember, guys, femininity is weakness. Weakness is feminine.
Do you want to do your butt plugs?
What plugs do I have? When does this come out?
I don't know.
Okay, great.
When do you want it to come out?
5 years ago. It would have been a real nice boost to my self-esteem. I have the Snowflake mic at Club Coming that is coming back in September. It is going to be the first Sunday of every month. It is a quote-unquote safe space mic or whatever, but it's honestly just a good hang. It's like a lot of fucking queer people in the same room. You have to do
that.
What
time is it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Is it before 8 p.m.?
It's doors at 7, 8 p.m. show.
So don't go to this mic because it's during my show. But if you are a comedian, go
but
to the
wish
mic.
It well. And I'm James Tyson on TikTok and Instagram and stuff. Tyson with an I.
James is a fantastic comedian. I'm not sure what he is, but he's a fan. I don't know. Gay people love me. I've done more for gay people than anybody.
Well, that means a little less.
No, you're a fantastic comedian. I've always loved watching you. Love your stuff. Yeah. Super smart, sharp.
Yep.
Thanks.
I think we'll close on this. Listener, what is your middle school underwear? Burn it. Burn it to the ground. Thanks for listening, guys. Patreon.com/WHGS.